Meanwhile, Syrian opposition sources say over 300 people have been killed in 8 days of government airstrikes in the city of Aleppo. Press TV cannot verify the authenticity of the following footage. The opposition accuses Damascus of using TNT-filled crude barrels to bomb insurgent strongholds in the city. It says the tactic fails to distinguish between civilians and militants. The Syrian government has not yet commented on the accusations put forward by the opposition. Meanwhile, the main foreign-backed opposition, the so-called Syrian National Coalition, says it will not attend planned peace talks in Geneva if the government planes continue bombing Aleppo. The city has been split between insurgents and government forces since massive militant assault in mid-2012. The army has recently intensified its offensive there to oust the foreign-backed insurgents. Well, joining us on the line from Hamilton is Ken Stone with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Stone. Now, first of all, there's a lot of insistence by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and also Russia for Iran's participation in the upcoming talks in Geneva. Judging by the current geopolitical equations on the ground, what kind of a role do you think Iran can play?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to note that the Geneva 2 conference
is very important because we want to see a political solution and not a military solution to the tragedy that's unfolding in Syria. And without a political solution, we might end up with a regional war or even a world war. So it's important that the conference is a success. And I would like to commend Mr. Ban Ki-moon for trying to include Iran in the talks, because without the participation of all the major players in the conflict, there's no way that we can ensure that there will be a settlement, or that after the settlement that other parties won't start the fighting again. So it's really important that Iran be part of it, and I'm glad that the Russian government and as I understand it, the Chinese government and now Mr. Ban are in favor of Iran's participation. Iran is a party to many international conventions, including the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the Chemical Weapons Treaty. It's the head of the Non-Aligned Movement. Iran is a responsible party and plays a major role in international politics and should be included in this conference. As a party that's in a close alliance with Syria, it has to be part of this conference, and I think that's where Mr. Ban Ki-moon is coming from.
Right, but it's quite clear that the U.S. does not agree with this viewpoint. It holds a completely opposite view vis-a-vis Iran's participation. What is the U.S. afraid of?
Well, for 30 years, the United States has been trying to isolate and marginalize the Iranian Republic and the Iranian government, and actually to destabilize it. This is part of a continuing policy. Also, there's a very strong pro-Israeli lobby in the United States, which, of course, is very much against to any rapprochement between the Iranian government and the U.S. government. However, the U.S. government and the Iranian government, through the P5+1 talks, just removed the Iranian nuclear issue as an irritant from the table. So one would think that at a time like this, when it appears that the United States wants to see possibly a settlement in Syria, that they would want to include one of the major players in it. And that's what they really should do. And one would hope that the American people and the peace movement in the U.S. would put pressure on their government in order to include Iran in these talks.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see how that unfolds. Ken Stone with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War joining us on the line from Hamilton. Mr. Stone, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.